we arrived at something that we kind of like because we think it has a lot of advantages. And, you know, there are some challenges with it as well, which we can go over. But so this plan shows the result of several meetings starting in September, October, into just a couple weeks ago, including a meeting that Matt and Bill had with American Cruise Lines to get their input, which they can share with you those details. But so what this plan does, it actually has a physical breakwater, not just wave attenuating floats. That's this dark line that comes out here almost to the setback of the channel. This is the Federal Channel in pink here with its setbacks. So this is a breakwater, would be similar in construction to what's at the Young Solutions breakwater. So it's pile supported. You wouldn't be able to walk on top of it like the Yachting Solutions one, but it'd be pile supported with a brace pile, horizontal framing members, and then vertical boards that would do the wave attenuation. So that's what that is. And you notice there's an overlap to a new pier that comes off of Bowie Park. There's also wave attenuation. So now when waves come in this way, if they get by this one, they'll hit this, and it keeps this inner harbor largely attenuated from waves. As you can see here, the thing that we like about this is the outline of the American cruise ships. One of them is 215 feet long. The other one's, this one is 267 feet long. That's their new one coming online. This location is very similar to the location that it currently resides in, that feeds the floats that go to the public landing. But now it'll feed to Bowie Park instead.
Did you say the two sizes are overlaid?
Yeah, they're overlaid. There's a smaller boat and a larger boat. Okay. So now all of these passengers come this way in a much more central location and can access the, you know, Main Street, the Chamber of Commerce, and so forth. The other thing that's great about this, the move of the Harbor Masters building over to here, is the separation. As I said, everyone we met with said, well, it's kind of a problem when the users of the landing want to, well, when there's an event coming on, they want to get to their dinghy, they want to get to their boat, whatnot. You know, they have to be escorted through the event, or there's no way to get around. So now, if you can funnel the general public that wants to access the water, they can come here, plenty of room for dinghies right here. They have constant access while an event that has tickets and gates is going on here. So, kind of, those are the positives. Let me just click through improved entry point for of the cruise ship. Creates inner harbor, increased potential for, yeah. Oh, so this unlocks kind of more potential for Harbor Park, too. With the Harbor Masters building gone, there isn't that tension and that conflict anymore. And as it stands, I believe the Lobster Festival kind of was bulging out into Bowie Park. And now
it took all of Bowie Park.
Yeah, and so now you can bring that back.
That's the only one we can't really mitigate. It's just because it takes up that whole... Mm-hmm.
That's going to reduce our profit margin by about 35%.
Or if what's not... That? If you don't have Bowie Park too?
Yes.
Even though if this building's gone, you don't think you could make up the space?
We consume all of Bowie Park and the roadway.
Okay.
And we have the lobster cooker, which is right there.
Yeah, and that could stay. You know, that's obviously built. But I guess I've digging it out a bit more, but the thinking was that certainly the Harbor Masters building occupied a certain amount of space that the Lobster Festival couldn't occupy, and now you could take over that space. So it's certainly something to talk about and consider.
We knew that going in. It's just basically moving it from one spot to another. So,
well, the only problem,
the configuration of the
there is
change.
The art tent. They don't want to be anywhere near the stage.
Yeah. We actually set up a meeting with the Lobster Festival in about 2 weeks.
Hey, question, how about that as a sort of a silt catcher? Seems like these things, as you said, it's going to be really calming the water, which means it'll be settling a lot faster. Is it going to just require more dredging?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, the wave attenuation will just go down just barely below low water.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy of waves that go underneath that will still happen.
There are several opportunities for slowing down as they kind of go into the harbor there.
The other positive of this, I didn't want to forget to mention, is that this allows, with the wave attenuation, wintertime use, perhaps by fishermen, if they want to keep a boat in the water. And
any commercial uses.
Any commercial uses.
Scooters, fishing boats, trades.
How much of wave diffraction will occur to the landings area?
Well, so...
That marina out there where the waves come in and hit that, then how much silt deposit will occur there?
That would have to be a study. I'm not sure I can answer that question right now.
It's pretty interesting to note that over the course of the years that the pier has been where it is now.
Yeah.
Where our marina is located, there has not been a buildup of silt that I'm aware of. There is an outfall like there is in Camden. There isn't that constant filling in the harbor. And we haven't seen any buildup of reticle material on one side of the fence or the other.
Right.
And that's been sitting there for, 20 years now.
So no remediating dredging had to happen? Cool. All right, well, if it's not silty water,
as far as I know, it's still, I think it's at 13 foot mean low water. And I think that's what the dredge lines were.
So what are you referring to? Is it the short yellow line next to the, just to the left? What's exists today?
This exists right here. Yeah.
Brown one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Light brown right there.
Yeah.
And the construction underneath our pier is a wave attenuation, is a wave fence.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So it's exactly the same concept of what we're talking about, doing larger to protect a bigger portion of the inner harbor.
Thank you.
And really easy to see if you take a walk over there.